Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Cyrus, hi, New York here. We have Army Soldier Specialist Anikana Bossi ready to chat with you today. You could call him Bossi. You could also call him Specialist White, your choice if it makes it easier.
Okay. All right, thanks. Yeah, it's airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, okay?
Thanks, Cyrus. Hold on.
All right.
Hey, what's going on, Cyrus?
Hello. Thank you so much for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Hey, glad to do it. We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in through iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, as we have been recognizing February as Black History Month, we've also been talking about some of those who've been definitely making a difference in the lives of others, but also being able to show other people what's possible as well. This year, we also are celebrating African-American Trailblazers in the art, and many of those trailblazers are coming from places you might not expect, including the U.S. Army. The U.S. Army offers countless opportunities for soldiers to pursue their passion for the art in and out of uniform, and today we have one of those soldiers joining us today. We're excited to welcome to our broadcast today Specialist Bossy White. He's going to talk to us not only about what it's been like for him to improve representation in the comic book industry, but also what it's been like for him also in serving his country along the way as well. Thank you so much for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, as a fellow artist, I'm always excited to be able to speak with those inside the art. So, and I think Specialist White, for a lot of people, they may not necessarily think about the Army when they think about artists, especially comic book artists. Talk to us a little bit about your journey to the Army.
Yeah, so it started off just from playing video games and watching movies and stuff that was about, like World War II stuff, Call of Duty, and, all that. In high school, I ended up getting into JROTC, so I had some familiarity with the military prior to enlisting, and then before I joined, I was working as a security guard, and my manager was in the National Guard, and so she kind of pointed me in that direction as I was, just doing some searching and looking for somewhere to feel fulfilled and to go spread light and positivity and stuff, and so I now get to do that and encourage people as a religious affairs specialist in the Iowa Army National Guard.
All right. So what about the arts then, Bossy? I mean, what has it been like for you to see the way that the arts have played a role in your life and that you've been able to share that with other people?
Yeah. So I've been creating and doing all that stuff prior to joining. And then as I was going through basic, going through all my, onboarding stuff and joined my unit, all that, I never stopped creating. And so I founded my company in 2022. And then as time went on, I started realizing how I might be able to incorporate the two things together, just in using my experience as a soldier to, inform some of my stories, some of my writing to help bring a voice to the soldier community, the veteran community, as well as my other minority communities. And, just the interesting thing about it is that there's a lot of nerds in the military, like tons of people that like comic books, anime, all that. So it really isn't too crazy, when I first started and, all my battle buddies are like, dude, that's so cool. Like, how are you doing this? I want to get one. And, it just kind of felt normal because, it's just people. There's people in the Army, So, so it's been really cool, though, to see how my training, my military training has sculpted my leadership skills, my discipline, and just different attributes that that I ended up needing to successfully run my business, and there's tons of other ways to be creative and stuff too as a soldier. There's an Army band, so if you play music, you can do that. There's a whole recruiting section, there's a whole PR section. So, if you're a photographer, if you like doing that type of thing, you can be creative in that way. But even, on the civilian side of things, if you're a soldier, you can still do stuff on the civilian side of things, which is what I see tons of soldiers doing. There's a lot of TikTok creators and musicians and stuff that do things, and, they're in the Army. So, that's one of the advantages of being in the National Guard is that I have tons of time to be able to really hone in and focus on building up the company and just having a copious amount of time to do that. But the like I said, there's even soldiers in federal army that still have time and a good work-life balance to be able to do the things that they're passionate about.
Yeah. So you brought up something interesting. You said you started your company in 2022. And so for our audience out there, they're kind of thinking about the balancing act. I mean, talk to us about what that's been like for you. How do you balance your Army career with what you're doing as an entrepreneur as well as with your art?
Yeah, so one of the components of the Army is the National Guard. A lot of people don't, or at least I didn't know, you know, the different components before I joined. But so there's the Federal Army, the Reserve, and the National Guard. And so one of the things about the Reserves and National Guard is that you go once a month to drill. You know, you go and you train. You go to basic and you do all that same stuff. And then once you get assigned to your unit, it's in your state, so you're not getting shipped off to, you know, just thousands of miles away from your family. So it lets you be at home where you can still take care of things and be where your support groups might be at. And so that definitely helps with being able to balance stuff out. But then also, you know, if I'm not if you're not one of the soldiers that ends up doing the full time, because you can do full time in the Guard. So if you just if you're just what we call an M-Day soldier, then, you know, you still have plenty of time to be able to pursue the things that you love and be able to, you know, if you're a nerd, you can go be a nerd. If you're a tech guy, you can still go and work at Best Buy or I almost said Radio Shack, but they don't exist anymore. you know, you can still go and do what you love to do. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it's great to be able to talk to you, Specialist White, and to be able to share exactly what you've been able to do with when it comes to pursuing your art. And, you know, of course, your love of being an entrepreneur, but also, of course, being able to serve. Again, everyone, Specialist Bossy White has been our guest, sharing with us how he's been able to be a trailblazer and also reminding other people what's possible as well. As he mentioned, others are involved in the arts as well in the Army, too. So, Specialist White, where can our audience go for more information?
Yeah, so for more information about the Army, you can always go and talk to one of your local recruiters, or you can visit GoArmy.com. And for more information about me and my company, you can visit SensilStudios.com. That's S-E-N-S-I-I-L Studios.com.
All right, and we'll link that up for our audience as well. Again, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to speaking with you again.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Have a good one.
You as well. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webster. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.